Absolutely. I've been working in the response to HIV and AIDS now for almost a quarter century, and I've never felt more optimistic. If we look at the results of the last 10 years, since resources really began to flow to deal with the problem globally, we've seen a huge progress in terms of access to treatment. For example, 10 years ago, less than 1 million people in the world had access to treatment. Of the 34 million people living with HIV, the 15 million people in need. And now we're well over 6. We'll actually have new results that show we are really working towards that universal access target of 2015.
At the same time, 2,500 young people are infected with AIDS every day.
Absolutely. The flip side of the hope and the optimism and the progress that's been made is that we still have much progress to make. In terms of the 2 decades of a child's life, which UNICEF is responsible for in the UN system, from 0 to 19 years of age, we have to ensure that children are not only born HIV-free, and we have very clear targets to achieve the elimination of mother-to-child transmission by 2015, but not only are we working towards children being born HIV-free, but that they stay HIV-free from birth through to adulthood. And work on prevention in that second decade of a child's life has not been as dramatically powerful.
The 19th International Conference on AIDS is coming up starting on the 22nd of July, and among the major events, a global plan to eliminate new HIV infections among children by 2015. That seems to me an ambitious goal. Can you tell me more about that?
It is indeed an ambitious goal, but it's a doable one. First of all, we have the proof of concept that we can do it, and that's in high-income countries like the United States, Canada, Western Europe, Australia, and a number of middle-income countries that have achieved virtual elimination of mother-to-child transmission. And how they've done it is by offering routine HIV testing to pregnant women through their antenatal clinic visits, and then providing treatment to those women that are living with HIV. The same principle applies in poorer countries, that if pregnant women who access antenatal care are offered HIV testing and then treatment, then we can prevent transmission to their babies, also keep the mothers alive. And now we know the added benefit of treating pregnant women living with HIV in terms of preventing sexual transmission to their partner who may be HIV negative.